Well, good Thursday morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your homes for another episode of the 5-Minute Journey. And today, on Thursday, we are going to be reading from John chapter 8, verses 31 through 59. And Jesus' opponents claim Abraham as their father, and today's reading focuses on the debate over their claim as children of Abraham and Jesus' claim that God is his father. In this confrontation, Jesus declares his opponents to be the children of the devil, and the religious leaders accuse Jesus of having a demon in him. Okay, and of course, today's guiding word is love. So let's begin as we read John chapter 8, beginning at verse 31. So Jesus said to those who believed in him, "If you obey my teaching, you are really my disciples. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." "We are the descendants of Abraham," they answered, "and we have never been anybody's slaves. What do you mean, then, by saying you will be free?" Jesus said to them, "I'm telling you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave of sin. A slave does not belong to a family permanently, but a son belongs there forever. If the son sets you free, then you will be really free. I know you are Abraham's descendants, yet you are trying to kill me because you will not accept my teaching. I talk about what my father has shown me, but you do what your father has told you." They answered him, "Our father is Abraham." "If you were really Abraham's children," Jesus replied, "you would do the same things that he did. All I have ever done is to tell you the truth. I heard from God, yet you are trying to kill me. Abraham did nothing like this. You are doing what your father did." "Well, God himself is the only father we have," they answered him, "and we are his true children." Jesus said to them, "If God really were your father, you would love me, because I came from God, and now I am here. I did not come on my own authority, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot bear to listen to my message. You are the children of your father, the devil, and you want to follow your devil's desire, your father's desire. From the very beginning, he was a murderer and has never been on the side of truth, because there is no truth in him. When he tells a lie, he is only doing what is natural to him, because he is a liar and the father of all lies. But I tell the truth, and that is why you do not believe me. Which one of you can prove that I'm guilty of sin? If I tell you the truth, then why do you not believe me? He who comes from God listens to God's words. You, however, are not from God, and that is why you will not listen to me." They asked Jesus, "Were we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon in you?" "I have no demon," Jesus answered. "I honor my Father, but you dishonor me. I am not seeking honor for myself, but there is one who is seeking it and who judges in my favor. I'm telling you the truth. Whoever obeys my teachings will never die." They said to him, "Now we know for sure that you have a demon. Abraham died, the prophets died, yet you say that whoever obeys your teachings will never die. Our father Abraham died. You do not claim to be greater than Abraham, do you? And the prophets also died. Who do you think you are?" Jesus answered, "If I were to honor myself, that honor would be worth nothing. The one who honors me is my Father, the very one you say is your God. You have never known him, but I know him. If I were to say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him, and I obey his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he was to see the time of my coming. He saw it and was glad. They said to him, "You are not even 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham?" "I'm telling you the truth," Jesus replied. "Before Abraham was born, I am." Then they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and left the temple. Today's key verse is John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. So Jesus said to those who believed in him, "If you obey my teaching, you really are my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." You know, it's amazing that Jesus is using this covenant name of God, I am that I am, over and over again, and these poor blind fools are completely incapable of recognizing who Jesus is. Well, let us pray. Lord Jesus, your word is truth, and you have promised eternal life to all who obey your teachings. Teach me to be obedient to your will and to give glory and honor to you. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, our Thursday morning together has come to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we'll be reading from John chapter 9, verses 1 through 12, where Jesus heals a man who was born blind. Until tomorrow, then, may God keep you safe in his beautiful, wonderful care.